Welcome to the Super Bowl preview edition of Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me for this production is the one and only Frank Jagg. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Let's get to the Super Bowl production, then the NFL season's over, and we can move on with our lives.
Yeah, and do podcasts other than sports, or make an attempt to.
So anyway, let's get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Super Bowl
is between
the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots next week.
At Minneapolis Stadium, which is kind of funny because the Eagles beat the Vikings, and the Vikings have to, you know, swallow their pride and host the Eagles.
Yeah,
you know, and like I was saying was to you before the podcast, ESPN is giving the Patriots only a 53% chance of winning, and I think didn't it come out with a 5.5-point margin in Vegas? So, the spread?
I'm not aware of that.
I think it was something like that. But what I'm trying to say is that the odds are looking good for the Patriots.
I don't know. I'm looking at it as 63% chance to win.
Okay, well, it depends on the analyst.
Right. And we got this at February 4th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. Now, the thing about this game is...
Sunday, February 4th.
Right. Sunday, February 4th. For anyone that didn't know that the Super Bowl was on Sunday. And so anyway, it's at the Viking Stadium, and...
I just said that.
Anyway, this is a classic game. You know, we both picked wrong last week. We both picked the Vikings and
the
Jags.
We're both tied in the standing, so it's going to come down to this. Our bet's going to come down to this game.
It was an ugly week. You know, the Jags had a good team, and they blew it at the end. They literally choked.
Oh, man, don't remind.
They choked. They should have. Everyone in the stadium
listen,
made choking.
Listen, they had some bad calls from the refs. Tom Brady became.
I don't care how many bad calls the refs made.
Tom Magnificent.
And if you're a good our player.
And we had some bad calls. But to your point, I don't know what happened to our defense on that last drive. I mean, we played this. As my brother was telling me, we played the zone, and it was a soft zone. And Tom Brady just picked it apart. Now, with the Vikings, they dominated, they got dominated by the Eagles. The Eagles' defense, I mean, that's a crazy defense. That's on par, if not better, than the Jags' defense right now. And the Vikings coming in were the team that was supposed to dominate, and they got destroyed by Nick Foles, your boy.
Case Keenum straight up choked.
Played like ass.
He choked.
He did. He played like ass.
He blew the whole freaking game. They were the better team going into that, and he blew the game. He blew the game.
The whole
year I've been talking about how Nick Foles is a real deal, and I picked against him last week. I thought that Vikings defense was too good. I was wrong, and he showed up.
Let's get to the pros. What do the Patriots need to do?
The Patriots need to
Deion Lewis.
Deion Lewis.
Establish the run.
Burkhead. I mean... And, you know, Tom Brady is just got to do Tom Brady. I mean...
Amendola
There's no real statistics or analytics or real... Tom Brady just has to do Tom Brady. I mean, this defense, again, is still god-awful, the Patriots defense. But they're in the Super Bowl. So I don't really know what to say here. This team, on paper, and even watching them this year, should not be this place. But they are. Because that Patriots... system that they have somehow, no matter how bad they are, works.
Right.
And they keep winning. So, here, obviously, the Eagles are the better team. They have a better defense. They have better running backs. And, like I said, I believe in Foles. But...
Yeah, Malcolm Jenkins and, you know, Fletcher Cox, they're loaded on defense. So, that's my only concern with Tom Brady. That's why I really think that Deion Lewis needs to have... you know, a great game, and I think he will. I think he will. And, you know, the Eagles, they need to have Foles keep up his great play.
Foles, they got a Jai, they have Blount, who said the Patriots are the enemy, and he's going to come at him hard. I mean, you have...
Who's that receiver that they have that's real good?
All of them. Torrey Smith, Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey, that's who I'm thinking of.
I mean, they have outstanding receivers.
Yeah.
They have even a good tight end. I mean, they really are the full deal. But they should beat the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They should beat the, on paper, the Patriots shouldn't even be close.
I disagree, but...
On paper, it's not even close, but somehow the Patriots have, like, magic fairy dust, or someone went to a crossroads at some point and sold their soul to the devil to win. I don't know what happened, but somehow they keep freaking winning.
Let's talk about the coaches. You know, obviously, Bill Belichick, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach of all time, and... You know, that has to play a factor. And I don't know if you're considering that. Are you considering that with your analysis today? Like the coaches, or you think that's not a big deal?
Obviously, the coaches, we've watched our entire childhood growing up. That is a big deal.
Doug Peterson, I'm not diminishing Doug Peterson. I'm just saying.
Doug Peterson is a great coach.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's in the Super Bowl. He's a great coach. Yeah. With a backup quarterback who, again, I said is pretty good.
Yeah, that's incredible how they're just moving along without it, with Fultz, or not, let me see, with Wentz going down, and they're just not missing a, they're not missing a beat.
I thought that with Fultz. But,
crazy.
But, I mean, Doug Peterson, I mean, he just, he gets on the team and he gets them to play hard. The Patriots, again, they don't have great players. They're not that good.
They're pulling all this out of their you know, rear end here.
But you know, when you have the greatest coach of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time, you just kind of throw your hands in the air and say, "Okay, they won again."
Yeah, Amendola making crazy catches like he did in the AFC Championship game. That was ridiculous. I mean, we had nice coverage there. I mean, the defense wasn't bad there, and you know, he just went right by Gibson and
back to the AFC Championship game.
No, I'm just saying, I'm giving Amendola credit.
Nine minutes left, you're up by 10.
Oh, okay, I didn't know what you were doing.
And 9 minutes left, you're up by 10, and Gronk is out of the game. If you don't win that game, you don't deserve to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't care what penalties were called against you. If you're good enough, that just doesn't happen. I don't know how the Patriots does this to good teams, how they just show up, and these teams just somehow, at the end of the game, they just fold. Most people are blaming the refs every single week. But, I mean, I don't know. I can't. There's no real explanation. I mean, people say, Patriots fans say, oh, they're a good team. Oh, Bill Belichick. Oh, Tom Brady. There's really no. I mean, you could say that. I mean, that's all you can say. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Because there is no real reason that this team is successful as they are. But they just keep winning.
No, I agree, and that's why I don't want to spoil the end, but, you know, I'm trying to think about how, you know, the Eagles will win. I just can't get there. I know you're higher on the Eagles here than I am, but I just, you know, at the end of the day, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. I think he'll figure out how to exploit the defense. You know, I know that... He's 40, but he's acting like he's 30, you know?
He's acting like he's about 25.
Yeah.
But,
you know, this game's going to be interesting. It's in a dome, which that'll be, you know, it's not going to be Foxborough. So it should be interesting.
It should be interesting. And, you know, they're not, like you said, they're not in Foxborough. And that's, you know, that's a big thing with the Patriots. I mean... You get better grip in the ball in Foxborough. I mean, because, you know, as we learned, when you have hot air in something and cold air on the outside, the cold air crushes the hot air. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what happens with the ball pressure in Foxborough and why the cold air crushes the air, and that's why it deflates quite a bit. Gives a better grip on the football, but they won't have that cold air crushing the football in Minnesota. And I just think Philly is – I picked them against them last week, and I'm not doing that again.
Okay, so let's get to the picks. I mean, might as well here. You know, everyone knows what's going on, so might as well just get to the picks.
All right.
Who are you picking?
I'm picking Philadelphia. That defense has what it takes. That running game has what it takes. That receiving core has what it takes. It comes down to, does Nick Foles have what it takes? And I think he does. And I'm sick of watching the Patriots win, especially this team, mainly because they don't have the skill set. They don't have anything that says they should win. But yet Tom Brady and Bill Belichick still win. And I'm looking for the clear holes in their team to be exposed during the Super Bowl by the Eagles.
All right. Before I make my pick, let's recap what our little bet here. If I win, Frank is going to wear a Blake Bortles jersey on his Facebook profile for 1 week. And if he wins, I will wear an Eli Manning jersey on my Facebook profile for 1 week. Is that true or not true?
That's true, but let's do it. Let's see. Okay, think about it. You might want to wear the Eli Manning jersey anyway because it might make you look smarter.
Okay, well, let's get to it. You know, we're tied. Let's see. We went 2-2 in the wild card round. We went 3-1 each in the divisional round, and then we both got the conference championship games wrong, so we're tied here. And I'm going to separate the tie here. I'm going the Patriots, and I just, like I said, I just think it'll be end of the day. Tom Brady will pull it out 28-21. I think he gets a late touchdown, and they hit the margin with Vegas and everything. And I just think that Tom Brady should retire after this, but he won't. But he should. I think he should pull up like an Elway and go out on top. Not saying they won't next year, but I'm just saying I think that this would be a good time for him to, you know, Giselle secretly probably wants him to retire, and and I just think it'd be a storybook ending for the greatest player of all time.
I would make her mad, but I didn't say my score prediction, and I think the Patriots get locked up here at 17, and I think the Eagles score 3 touchdowns and win 21-17. Now, as far as that, he should probably listen to his wife retire, and I see that we saw some foreshadowing of him maybe retiring, even though he said he's going to play till 45. Mm-hmm. You may have seen some foreshadowing in the fact that he said, when after, you know, he hurt his hand in practice, he said, I couldn't let my career end on a handoff in practice. So that might be for some foreshadowing. Who knows?
All right, well, let's just get Tom Brady. Yeah, let's just get to our... who do you think is going to be the Super Bowl MVP? We should get that prediction, too.
You know what? I got to say, if the Eagles win, it's going to be Foles.
All right, I think it's going to be Tom Brady. And he may give it off to another player like he did last time. Like, remember when he did the Butler, and I think he may give it to Deion Lewis. So, anyways, let's get to our sensible and cynical thought for the episode. You're up, Frank?
My cynical thought is, this game should be an Eagles victory. They're the better team. But my cynical thought is, you know, it's possible the Patriots can win because they somehow defy everything. Gravity, odds, everything. Air pressure and balls. What the other team's play signals are. I mean, they do whatever they can, and somehow they have everything, including, like I said, including the other team's plays sometimes. They somehow win. So who knows? I think the Eagles are the better team, and they should win, but again, the Patriots defy odds, and I don't know. I mean, good for them, but it's kind of takes away from the game. I think about when teams win somehow, even though they do everything wrong.
All right, I'm gonna go with cynical as well. I think that people are a little too hard on Tom Brady as regard to his legacy. I would put him up there with Michael Jordan as all-time athletes, and I just think that people underestimate what this guy is doing. I mean, it's incredible how many championships he wins based on just him. I mean, you take him out and you put in almost any other quarterback, you know, currently, and I just don't think they get as much done. Like, if you put Eli Manning in there instead of Tom Brady, or you put in, you know, insert here. Do they get as many titles as Tom does?
Aaron Rodgers does.
No, he only has one.
If you put him in
Tom
that,
has
if you put him in that Patriots 20. If you put him in that Patriots
no,
team.
No, I disagree, but let me finish my thought. I don't think he gets enough credit. You know, and in the social media era, a lot of people can criticize anybody for just be a keyboard warrior. So that's my thought for this episode. You know, Tom Brady is, I think he will win again. And I think that he will finally get the respect he deserves as a all-time just performer on, you know, regarding sports.
You know, if Tom Brady wins this, I mean, he's obviously the best quarterback of all time. I think most people already regard him as the best quarterback of all time, regardless of the outcome of this game. If he wins this game, he might even be God at this point. Like, I don't even know, like, how this keeps happening. But, you know, that's how the Super Bowl goes. Hopefully the Philadelphia Eagles win, and have a good day, and watch the game. And that's it for me and Sean.
I just want to say something real quick. This will conclude, obviously, this concludes our coverage of the playoffs. I hope you enjoyed it and, you know, and we'll enjoy seeing Frank wear the Blake Bortles jersey on his profile picture. Because, Frank, I mean, the Patriots aren't losing. Like, come on. No?
I don't know. I think Eli Manning's jersey would look good on you. It'd make you look more intelligent and... And who knows, you know, people might start liking your Facebook pictures. I don't know.
All right. That's it for now. Take care.